You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, well, we've called our first audible of the day.
Red panties, red panties.
I'm trying to find out how much it costs to rent a place at the Lloyd's.
Hey, yeah. Red panties.
Well, somebody asked, could you rent a space at Lloyd Center and it's cheaper than your apartment?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Now, there is no...
So you just set up shop?
None of the big, the old, what do they call them? The anchor stores? None of those are around anymore. Those are all boarded up.
Right. So they're all, it's all the smaller...
It's all the smaller places. Like, but if you look at some of the types of business that are moved in there, it cannot be expensive because there is some really, really small indie sort of shops. And I'm reading through a Reddit thread here of people that, and no one's saying how much it is, but they're saying it's, someone on here said that they owned a food cart and they said it was cheaper to set up a brick and mortar place in Lloyd Center, bigger space, said it was very nice.
But no one's ever in there.
Apparently it's a thing now. People are coming back, but
so now rents are going to go up.
So this person said it was cheaper to rent a spot in Lloyd Center than it was to rent their food cart. Huh. And I don't know how much it costs to rent a food cart space, but
okay.
I'm trying to get, because when I looked at Lloyd Center, they're going to make me email them and to get me a, you know.
Do you think Odyssey will move our studios over to Lloyd Center now?
Dude, let's go.
Because it's so cheap.
Hey, it's right next to
an Odyssey station.
Next to the pretzel stand. I love a mall pretzel.
Yeah, underrated.
So, the audible is we're going to have to get to Perp News tomorrow. We'll talk about Gilbert Arenas and the AR-15 guy.
Yeah,
but I wanted to read you Bryce Betcher's quotes about Dan Lanning.
Okay, Bryce Betcher, if you don't know, the two-way star, baseball player, football player. He's done with baseball, but he lobbied for an extra year of football, and they said yes.
Yeah, got drafted in the 12th round by the Astros, but still wanted to come back to play some pigskin.
Yeah.
So Bree Amaranthus is back covering the Ducks.
Oh, she's back, huh?
Remember her?
Yeah.
Is she? I don't know if she's back here. I think she is covering them digitally, but I don't know if she's...
No, I think she's in Dallas.
Here. I think that's right.
Yeah, she was married to the guy that caught the Aaron Judge record ball.
Yeah. In Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
She still is married to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't want to make any sort of assumptions.
She's writing about the Ducks on Sports Illustrated, or for Sports Illustrated, and she followed up. So Betcher called Dan Lanning psychotic last year.
Okay.
And so she saw him again recently at Media Day and said, hey, how do you feel about Dan Lanning now? Is he still, you know, like, how do you feel about him year?
He does seem very intense.
And he says, quote, I feel the same way. He's the perfect amount of psycho. He's like an intense nerd. He's very cerebral and intelligent with the game of football, which you need to be, but he's also kind of a meathead at times, and he's also kind of a meathead at times when he needs to be.
So he's a meathead nerd. I mean...
So he said, that's a new one, and I've kind of come up with it, intense nerd or meathead nerd. Last year, after I got drafted by the Astros, we had our first fall camp in pads. It's been a recurring issue where I hit someone too hard in practice and he sends me around the goalpost. You want to take care of your teammates, and sometimes I get a little ahead of myself and I like contact too much. Anyways, first fall camp practice, I hit one of the running backs. I laid him out. So Lanning sends me around the goalpost and he's over the mic and he told me to go back to Houston.
He's on the mic shouting at him?
right. Yeah. Go back to Houston, which I think there's the meathead part.
Well, yeah. And, you know, go back to Houston. I can appreciate that. I like the idea of getting on the mic and shouting at someone.
And I don't know how unique it is, but it does feel like head coaches typically are cut from like one of two cloths, in that you're either the kind of motivator meathead guy, a la a Mario Cristobal, like run through a brick wall type, or you're more of the tactician X's and O's guy like a Chip Kelly. And those coaches that kind of sit on both sides of the fence maybe seem a little bit rare, and it seems like Lanning is that guy.
Yeah, meathead nerd. And yeah. Kenyon Sadiq followed that up by calling him psycho, but in a good way. He said, he goes, "I'm terrified of him, to be honest with you."
You can sleep when you die.
He's kind of scary.
Yeah. Look, none of that, and I don't know how much of that Dan Lanning necessarily would be proud of, but I don't think he's going to push back on it. That's the thing about the Jim Harbaugh types, and Dan Lanning is a Jim Harbaugh type. They know it about themselves. I just don't know if you want
to, ready to rock.
Yeah, I don't know if you necessarily want to like proclaim it, but I do not think that Dan Lanning would push back on the assertion that he is a psycho nerd. Because in order to be that detail oriented, you do kind of have to be an obsessive nerd, and then he is clearly very high T.
But it's just a weird way to put it, because both terms are kind of insulting.
Yes.
Like calling someone a meathead.
Yeah.
And then calling someone a nerd.
And they're also kind of the antithesis of one another. Like you would almost call them opposites.
Well, I think that's what Boettcher's trying to. So, I mean, he's not doing it very eloquently, but I think what he's trying to say is he's both things. Like he.
Sure.
Yeah, they're opposite, but he's both of them, which is what's great. But you're calling him a meathead nerd. I don't know. It's just like kind of insulting.
Yeah, he's 22.
I would say that my 2 years being down there with John Gruden, I think meathead nerd is actually...
He fits that bill a little bit.
He fits that bill. He is not very interesting outside of football. He's pretty awkward outside of football. He has a nerdy haircut. He dresses like a nerd. He's obsessive. He's absolutely psychotic. He's the smartest football guy I've ever been around in my entire life. You are a little bit terrified of him, because he is the guy that is a meathead. Like he would run Oklahoma drill every day if he could. Like he is a meathead nerd. I think that's actually, because I was thinking about, of all the coaches I've had, have I had any head coaches that were like that? I'm like, yeah, Gruden. Gruden was a meathead nerd. So it's not the most eloquent way to put it. You think you could finesse that up a little bit, romance the language, but it's an accurate description.
I've been sitting here racking my brain of like, how would you like say that a little nicer? And I can't really think of a way to do it.
I would say, if you were trying to fancy it up, I would say a macho obsessed savant.
Okay. That's a little better. Macho savant.
A sharp football guy? I mean, like,
that's
what? A sharp football guy.
You think of like a football guy as like the go out and hit somebody, run through a brick wall guy. And
what is a nice way to call somebody a meathead? That's really the question. Because nerd, we can.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meathead would be maybe intense, masculine. Masculine. It would be another one. A masculine a masculine aggressive nerd.
A masculine thinker. I don't know. Stupid.
Because I would say meathead and masculine kind of go hand in hand. Because you don't want to say toxic masculinity. So what's one notch below?
I got bad news for Bryce. When you look up meathead in the thesaurus, these synonyms are blockhead, dimwit, dolt, dullard, dunce, fool, idiot, ignoramus, lump,
that's what I'm saying.
Moron, numbskull, oaf, ox, or simpleton.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you hear meathead, like I'm going to bring this up to Lanning and I'm going to be prepared, even though he's not going to be in the same room, I'm going to be prepared to duck because I want to know what he thinks of being called meathead nerd by his player.
He's getting called a meathead, though, by a meathead. So Bryce Betcher, when he said, if he's the guy at practice that can't stop hitting people when they tell you not to.
Oh, for sure.
Guess what? You're the biggest dumbass on the field. I hated that guy more than anybody. It's like a walkthrough thud tempo, and I got a middle linebacker trying to take someone's head off, and you're like, dude.
I just like contact a little too
much. Yeah, he's like, that is the definition. You know, Kiko Alonso.
Yes.
Dude, no offense to Kiko, but I don't think Kiko was like winning any Jeopardy contest, but the dude was a beastly linebacker. So Meathead is calling his coach a meathead. I really like contact. I just can't stop hitting people. That's a meathead. What about, so maybe it takes one to know one.
What about, oh, there's no question Betcher's a meathead.
Yeah.
What about masculine intellectual?
There you go.
Huh?
A masculine obsessive intellectual. Because intellectual, that's a little highbrow.
Manly intellectual.
There.
Bro-y intellectual. I mean, I don't know. I'm having trouble with this one.
It's a delicate dance. Again, you got to thread a needle, and I'm not certain that Betcher threaded that needle. But
no, he didn't. That's why I can't wait to talk to Lanning about this.
This is going
to
be awkward. I'm sure he's going to love it.
Well,
ask him how much he squats.
The beauty of it is he can't say too much bad about it because it's his own player that said it.
And because I think he'll know that Betcher meant it in a positive way, and so he will likely spin it, unless it pisses him off, and then he won't.
You'll know.
Yeah, you'll know.
You'll know.
Yeah. If you've asked someone in a threatening manner, like how much you bench, yeah, you might be a meathead. You could do a whole "you might be a redneck" bit, but with just meat.
Oh, yeah. Which, that's a good bit.
Yeah. I mean,
look for that tomorrow.
Yeah. You've ever been told to stop hitting people and you can't say no?
No, you might be a meathead.
All right, you want a decent long shot death pool bet? I've got one for you, and it is a long shot, but it's getting a little wobbly.
Right. There's a lot.
Getting a little wobbly out there with this fella. That and other music news in the club next.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.